You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 228. And on today's show, I'm going to be giving you some ideas on the difference between selling and sharing on Facebook and why you may not be getting the results that you want on Facebook if you're doing any of these in the wrong way. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Jackie Almer and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I say welcome back because I hope you've been a long-time listener, or maybe you're listening for the first time, and I hope that you'll become a long-term listener. As I mentioned on today's show, we're going to cover a topic that is always timely in this day and age of social media, and it's one of those things that honestly, most people are doing wrong out on social media, and so they're not getting the results that they want, and they're wondering why, so we're going to talk about that. I have a great book on Facebook. If you go to jackiealmer.com/FB, F-O-R-B-I-Z, as in Facebook for Biz, it's jackiealmer.com/FB, F-O-R-B-I-Z. You can get my ebook on how to market, share, and sponsor on Facebook, doing it the right way. And I have examples in there of what works, what doesn't work. And I'm actually turning that entire program into a video, audio, and ebook series so that you can actually see me in action doing things that have brought me success. And I'm going to share some examples of that in the show today. If you're looking for other coaching, maybe some one-on-one, help you develop that Facebook strategy, spend a couple sessions with you, getting you on track, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn more about that. And as I like to share, my goal isn't not to get you into coaching and keep you there forever. It's to get you in for a couple sessions, give you what's going to work, and help you tweak that and be on your way to success. My goal is to create success stories, not people who coach with me for month after month after month after month. All right, let's talk about sharing versus selling and selling versus sharing on Facebook. I'm going to tell you what the biggest mistake that you can make is when you launch a business, or even if you've been in the business for a while and you decide you want to somehow market it out on Facebook. You put out some spammy broadcast on your Facebook wall about your company and it being best and do this and private message me if you want details or go to this link or listen in on this opportunity call or whatever it is. And you do that over and over again, and you may have a couple people who listen. You may even sign a couple people up. But I'm going to tell you, it is not a long-term strategy. And as I've shared before, you're ultimately turning off the people who you truly want to bring into this business because you're watching, they're watching you do this, and they're thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to spam all my friends if I would decide to join this business. There is a way that you want to communicate about your business, and I communicate about my business all the time. In fact, just last week, I put a post out of me using a specific product of mine, and I just talked about the result that I was getting. I didn't name the product. I didn't name my company. I didn't put a link to order, and I didn't say private message me if you want to know more. I took a selfie. It very clearly showed that the product was working the way that it needed to. It was not a touched up photo. Now, could you tell that for sure that I hadn't reapplied the product? No, probably not. But, you know, I guess some people could choose to make an opinion about that. But the bottom line is, I just shared something and my thrill of having that product work the way that I wanted it to. Again, I didn't name the company. I didn't say that it was my company product. I didn't give my link. I didn't give any of that. And I got 3 orders behind the scenes for that product. Now, a couple of them posted on it, you know, to let them know what the product was that I was using. And I could have posted it there, but I didn't. I told them all. I would private message them, and I did. And that's what generated 3 orders for me and hopefully some repeat customers. And who knows, over time, maybe a new team partner in my business. So I'm not suggesting that you don't share your business on Facebook. I'm suggesting that you share it in a way that creates curiosity and doesn't come across as blatant spamming. Now, here's the mistake also that a lot of people make. They go to their company website, they go to their company catalog, they take a graphic off of the internet or somewhere that's a photo of their product. They're not in the photo anywhere. Can't see them. It's not them using it. They're nowhere in it. So they're basically putting a blatant ad up there. They're posting that on their wall, naming the company name and all that other stuff. Now, that's what Lexus does when they want to advertise for cars. And everybody expects that because whether you're flipping through the magazine or you're watching the news or the Super Bowl or whatever, and the ad comes on, you expect to be advertised to because that's what happens when you buy a magazine, when you watch a TV show or whatever. Those are paid for by advertisers. It's not what people expect when they are interacting with you out on Facebook. Again, that doesn't mean that you can't share in a way that's sharing. You don't want to share in a way that's selling. Okay? It's a turnoff. It really is. There's one company out there that I would never, actually there's, I can think of 2 companies out there for sure that come to mind that absolutely just bog me down. I can't stand their culture. They're successful companies, but I can't stand their culture of how they market on Facebook because it just feels spammy, all about advertising and all that other stuff. And I realize that that's not the company's fault. It's a group of distributors or consultants or whatever they're called that are creating that, but it creates a negative mindset on behalf of the company for a lot of us. So what you want to do is you want to really focus on a few key things when you're out on Facebook and in any way that you're interacting about your business. You want to focus on a way that's giving value. Okay. So anytime you're about to make a post out on Facebook that's about your business, ask yourself, is this somehow creating value for the people who read it? Or does it look like it's nothing more than me saying, buy from me? Buy from me. Same thing happens when you put those posts out there. Join my team. I'm looking for 3 people to join my team this month. I'm looking for 5 people who want to change their lives and join my team this month. It doesn't really provide value for them. It provides value for you. Everybody can see that. But nowhere does it state, here's what's going to happen should you decide to partner with me and embark on this amazing journey. Here's what you can expect from me, and here's how I'm going to support and uplift you and run right alongside you to help you achieve what it is that you want. That feels totally different than join my team. So, you know, a lot of times people come to me and say, I can't get anything happening on Facebook. So I go to their wall and it's nothing but blatant advertisements for their company. And I think, well, no wonder. Half your friends have blocked you. They don't want to see that showing up in their newsfeed all the time. They don't care. Most of them don't care that you're with that company, and they don't care seeing an occasional post here and there about your product use and your product success, as long as it's done in a way that's enthusiastically sharing, just like you would enthusiastically share that you're excited about the fact that the Broncos are going to the Super Bowl. Can you tell I'm a Bronco fan? Okay, I try to make it in the same way. I'm excited. The Broncos are my team. I grew up in Colorado. So I try to make what I share about my company and my product line basically the same way that I share about my excitement about the Broncos, or I share about my excitement about a new restaurant that we're eating at, or whatever it is. I try to share enthusiastically from a personal experience versus, oh, this is the best and here's a photo of it and here's why you should buy it. There is a huge difference between sharing and selling on Facebook, okay? When you can, and at the same time, you don't want to leave it too vague either. Like I see people do selfies of themselves in a product, and they just put the selfie out there, and they don't expand on it by saying, oh, I'm so excited. Today I used this in my company's product line, and I love the way it looks, or I love the way it feels, or I love the result that I have from it, or whatever it is. You can do that in a way that shares your enthusiasm authentically versus is done in a way that talks about being the best, talks about being, you know, the brightest, the this, the that. PM me, call me, use this link, blah, 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 blah. That is advertising, that is selling, and is not sharing from a place that provides value and quality content to your audience. Okay. So it's all about providing value. It's about making and building on relationships. It's about reaching out and seeing if there might be a need that you could fill with your product, your opportunity, or something along those lines. Okay, so there's so many ways that you can share on Facebook about your business. You want to do the 80-20 rule, as I've talked about over and over again, that 80-20 rule is so important, okay? That 80-20 rule is 80% needs to be social, fun, interactive, educating, entertaining, that type fun stuff, inspiring. And only 20% needs to be about your business, and that 20% needs to always be done in a way that's non-hypey, non-salesy. Because it's important that you understand how the Facebook algorithm works. If you don't understand how the Facebook algorithm works, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. And I go into that in depth in my book, Facebook for MLM Profits, Facebook for Direct Sales Profits. That's my ebook. You can go to jackiealmer.com/FBFORBIZ. Okay. You can also just type in Facebook, Jackie Elmer Facebook, in the search engine, and you'll probably come up with the book there, but that's the link to it. But again, you need to understand the Facebook algorithm and how what you're doing can be hurting you and actually taking you out of the newsfeed for the very people who you want to see you out in that newsfeed. So it's very important that you get clear on that and you take those steps and understand how your blatant selling of your opportunity and overselling and overselling and overselling actually can be doing much more harm for you than good, because it's actually pulling you out of the Facebook newsfeed. It's lowering your presence there because of the way the algorithm works. And Facebook is mostly only interested in sharing and serving up content to its customers. You and I are its customers using it based on what we want to see and what we want to interact with. So that's just a little bit on sharing versus selling on Facebook. I hope you get an idea of the examples. You can certainly contact me if you have more questions. So if you have further questions on what all that means, you can go to jackiealmer.com/228 and leave your question or comment on my blog. You can tweet me at Jackie Elmer and ask me there, or you can ask me over on Facebook, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And of course, any of those go for any questions or topics that you'd like to see covered on my podcast, because I love getting your questions answered, and you have some great questions for me. And I know that if you have those questions, other people have those questions too. So it really does create a great win-win so that everybody can get those answered. You know, social media is an amazing tool. I've sponsored over 1,800 people personally and built teams in the tens of thousands all around the globe by using social media. But I've never done it in a way that involves blatant advertising or pitching. And I've really worked to do it in a way that doesn't turn my friends off, doesn't get me blocked, but instead creates curiosity and gets people asking about what it is I do, what it is I sell, how it works, and you know how they can learn more and get their questions answered. So hopefully that's been helpful. Show notes, jackiealmer.com/228. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.